Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12:01. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Sandy police now say a suspect who was shot following a police chase yesterday was a 16-year-old boy. They also say he's died in the hospital from his injuries. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with what we know. Amy?
Maria, this chase began yesterday around noon over a report of a suspicious vehicle. Sandy police say they pursued without their lights or sirens, but when the 16-year-old realized he was being followed, he sped up, at one point hitting a motorcyclist, according to police. Eventually, there was a confrontation in a dead-end street near 150 West in Sandy, where the 16-year-old was shot. KSL has requested any body cam or dash cam footage from police. The shooting is under investigation. Police say the motorcyclist who was hit is still in the hospital in stable condition. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The percentage of children who died in hospitals as a result of gunshot wounds doubled during the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
3 years before the pandemic, just under 700 kids died of gun-related injuries. But between 2020 and 2022, the number was over 1,200. Experts say there are plenty of reasons for the sudden increase. During the pandemic, a lot more people bought guns, and mental health issues within families also increased.
Since 2017, firearms have been the leading cause of death for people under 24 years old. That's according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The FBI says swatting incidents which involve someone phoning in a fake threat to police to provoke a heavy response are on the rise. The FBI's Brian LeBlanc is teaching law enforcement officers how to react to these possible hoax calls.
These calls actually have characteristics that can be used to identify them as hoaxes pretty early on in the process. And based on that, you can have a measured response. We're not saying don't have any response. We're saying have a measured response.
Senator Joe Manchin is out of Congress next year, and he's throwing Democratic plans for the Senate and the White House into chaos. ABC's Andrea Fujii has the story.
Manchin's retirement has huge implications for Senate Democrats' hopes of keeping their slim 51-49 majority. But the stakes could get even higher. Manchin is affiliated with a group called No Labels, which is exploring a third-party presidential ticket. The group is already on the ballot in 12 states, including several key battlegrounds. Democrats say a no-labels ticket could play spoiler, taking votes away from President Biden and benefiting Donald Trump.
Don't expect to see Senator Mitt Romney's name on the presidential ticket in 2024. His chief of staff tells KSL's Lindsay Ertz he was unaware of behind-the-scenes efforts to draft him to run and is not considering a run for president on any ticket. Congressman John Curtis says he could be back in the race for Senator Mitt Romney's seat. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has the update.
This is Congressman Curtis's second time considering to run for Senator Romney's seat after he backed out in October. He says he's thinking about jumping in because of what he calls a constant and consistent drumbeat of Utahns who want him to run. KSL.com reports that this includes a political group that dropped $90,000 on ads pushing him to go for it. If Curtis does enter this race, he'll make a big splash. He has name ID among Utahns because of his popular run as Provo mayor and 6 years representing the state's 3rd congressional district. Curtis would be entering a crowded field headlined by a couple of Utah mayors, the current Speaker of the House, and a former Mike Lee staffer. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
President Russell M. Nelson of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says he's returning to the office after he spent 2 months recovering from a back injury. President Nelson had a fall in September that hurt the muscles in his lower back. The injury prevented him from attending the October session of General Conference, but he did record a speech. Now, he says he has virtually attended meetings of the church's first presidency since he fell and is slowly returning to in-person meetings on chosen days. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is rolling out a lot more of those crimson giving machines for the holidays. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
This year, the church will have machines in 61 cities across the world, more than double what they had last year. Nearly a third of them will be outside the U.S. Since they first came out in 2017, people have donated more than $22 million for tangible goods to help those in need, like food, livestock, crops, clothing, and health care. Sister Amy A. Wright is the first counselor in the church's primary general presidency.
As we look beyond ourselves, as we look out into our community, out into the world, and see ways in which we can lift and love others, it's amazing how it comes back to us tenfold.
This year in Utah, you can find a giving machine in the City Creek Center in Salt Lake City and University Place Mall in Orem. Both of those open on November 20th. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Yeah, we are quiet for our Friday noontime drive. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning, and if I happen to be in my car and I'll notice it's close to top of the hour, then I'll go there to hear the news.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Hot Tub Factory Outlet and Backyards of America is back with the hottest deals of the year. We're clearing out our 2023 models to make way for the new 2024 arrivals. And trust us, you don't want to miss this sale. Just two local guys offering incredible pricing and the biggest hot tub and swim spa sale around. Savings are big with a whopping $6,000 off the MSRP on 10 select Sundance model hot tubs and $8,000 off on our huge selection of swim spas. But wait, there's more. Buy local, and you'll experience the magic of having an in-house service technician at your beck and call. Visit the biggest swim spa supercenter in the state with 8 in-stock models ready for delivery. Get a jaw-dropping $6,000 off our select Sundance model hot tubs and a whopping $8,000 off our swim spas. MSRP while supplies last. Visit Backyards of America in Sandy and Hot Tub Factory Outlet in Draper next to Cowabunga Bay, or visit us online at hottubfactoryoutlets.com.
Guys, your promise is your word, right? You stick by it, you live by it. So does Revive Men's Health with our Revive Promise for low T and ED. The Revive Promise means your tests and lab work are free when you begin treatment, and our low T and ED treatments are money back guaranteed. Yes, that's right. We stand behind our treatments and our results. That's our promise to you. Revive Men's Health has successfully helped thousands of men with low T, ED, and sexual health issues since 2011. If you're experiencing symptoms like chronic low energy, less drive, sleep issues, weight gain, poor performance, bad moods, or ED, you need Revive. Don't settle. Get affordable, guaranteed custom low T and ED solutions with lasting results from Salt Lake City's favorite men's clinic. And remember, there are no extra bills when you begin treatment. All labs and tests are free, and your low T and ED treatments are money back guaranteed. Call Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City today to schedule your appointment. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit revivemenshealth.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top story, police tell us that teen suspect shot by officers in Sandy yesterday has died. We are just learning that that suspect was 16 years old. We'll have more updates for you this afternoon. KSL News Time, 12:08. Solitude Mountain Resort is opening early for the ski season. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
The resort's Easy Street Beginner Slope is opening today. It's Solitude's earliest opener in the past decade, and it's going through the weekend. Parking will be free, but they're also celebrating Veterans Day by making the whole event on the house for all active duty, reserve, or retired military personnel.
There will also be another party at the resort next Friday when the ski season officially begins. KSL Sports. Both BYU and Utah football games this weekend could have big implications for their seasons. If BYU beats Iowa State tomorrow, they're going to a bowl game. Now, if they don't, their only chance is left to get that elusive sixth win will have to be against two nationally ranked teams. As for the two-time defending Pac-12 champion Utah Utes, any hope of a three-peat lies in beating the undefeated Washington Huskies on the road. The Big Ten is expected to rule on whether there will be punishment for the University of Michigan football team over allegations of cheating.
The punishment for sign stealing would likely be the suspension of Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh for an unknown period of time. The decision will be made by Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti. If he does suspend Harbaugh, sources tell our partner ESPN that Michigan has been preparing to challenge the ruling in court in an effort to keep Harbaugh on the sideline for the Wolverines' big game at Penn State on Saturday. Notice from the Big Ten could come while the team is in transit or even after they arrive in State College. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Free the Game, a Salt Lake-based nonprofit with the goal of making soccer free for all, is set to open their Second Street soccer court. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera visited the Free the Game headquarters.
The first court in Sherwood Park was completed just a little over a month ago, and today they'll officially open their new court at Sugar House Park. Board member and retired Real Salt Lake defender Taylor Pay was raised in Utah by his single mom, who did her best to support his passion and shared why their mission is personal to him.
But I grew up playing in our carport. I had a wall and I just went out and played. If I had the opportunity or the access to a court like this, I would have spent hours, hours on it, man.
Their Sugar House Park court celebration is today from 4 to 6 p.m. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And what's happening, Ricky?
It's pretty quiet out there. It's a delay-free drive on all of the Valley freeways, so that is the good news. However, we do have a stalled vehicle northbound Bangor Highway. If you're on your way out to the airport and taking Bangor, it's right at the I-80 junction, so we're not expecting it to be too much of an issue in traffic. If you're traveling I-15, you are good to go either direction between Ogden and Provo. Witness the magic of the Nutcracker, opening December 8th with the timeless music of Tchaikovsky. Performed live by the Ballet West Orchestra. Tickets at balletwest.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got a crumbling cold front trying to move into Utah today. Won't do much to the temperatures. We stay in the low 50s, but you will notice the cloud cover. Overnight lows in the low 30s. And for tomorrow, sunny skies, 55 the high. Into Sunday, 61 and mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Nice sunshine, 47 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, Veterans Day is tomorrow. But do veterans actually want to be thanked for their service? We'll be speaking about new data with a vice president from the USAA next on KSL. Streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Holiday stories from Shane Company customers.
My girlfriend thinks we're going to my parents' house to decorate the tree. She has no idea that I'm actually planning to propose. The whole family's in on it. And Shane Company helped me create the perfect ring and stay within my budget. I went with a classic ring with an oval diamond. I tell you, that diamond, I can't wait to see the look on her face.
Shop the largest selection of unique engagement rings in hand-picked diamonds. 'Tis the season to shine. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services. And if you have a drain that's clogged or backed up, after you've tried the plungers and products, the next step usually involves some kind of drain snake or cabling equipment. You see, sometimes the blockage is far enough down the line that you need special equipment that most homeowners just don't have. That's where the drains department at Any Hour Services can help. A drain snake can clear most blockages and get the water flowing again. And clearing blocked drains is what our drains department does day in and day out. So if you're a homeowner with a drain line that's clogged or backed up and you'd like one of our drain technicians to come and snake the line for you, it's only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Hello, car donation hotline.
Hi, I'd like to donate a car to the Utah Kidney Foundation.
Are you in Utah?
Awesome. Let's get some info and we'll send you a tow truck.
But I want my car donation to benefit my neighbor in Farmington who needs a transplant. Are you in Utah?
That's a nah. I'm in SoCal, but you're still donating to charity.
What charity?
Does it matter?
Yes, I want my donation to stay in Utah.
Righteous, dude. You need to call Tow Cars in Utah. Locals only, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I remember Tow Cars with a K, like kidney. It's on a billboard somewhere. TOWKARS.ORG. That's it. TowCars.org.
If you'd like your vehicle donation to help Utah kidney patients in the Beehive State, please use the web address on their billboard, TowCars.org, to donate your old car or truck. That's TOWK, like kidney, ARS. TowCars.org.
Any Hour Services can help you make sure your furnace keeps you warm this winter. Whether you need a tune-up, a repair, or a second opinion about replacing it, call Any Hour Services or visit AnyHourServices.com.
KSL News Time 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
This holiday season, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will have more than twice the number of giving machines around the world than they did last year. Two of them will be right here in Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, President Russell M. Nelson of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says he's returning to the office after 2 months recovering from a back injury. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
No freeway accidents, but we do have a stalled vehicle. And help is on the scene now. This is North Bend. Bangor Highway at the I-80 junction. If you're headed to the airport, look for them in the Gore area between the main flow and the ramp. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 52, but it's only the start of a nice warm-up. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, nice sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, 47 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The scope of the humanitarian needs in Gaza on display as hundreds flee the war zone in the north. People also leaving Gaza City's largest hospital with reports of more airstrikes nearby. Israel claims Hamas is using hospitals as command posts. ABC's Inez de la Quintara has more from Jerusalem.
The head of the Al-Nasser Hospital tells ABC News the facility is encircled and 60 to 70 patients in the ICU may die if they are not evacuated. Israel has accused Hamas fighters of hiding in hospitals. The militant group and hospital staff deny that. More than 11,000 people have been killed in Gaza, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry.
The World Health Organization says a dozen children with cancer and other blood disorders have been evacuated from Gaza to Egypt and to Jordan so they can receive critical cancer treatment. That initiative organized with U.S. officials and St. Jude Alliance. The U.S. also involved in high-level talks in Qatar to help secure the release of more hostages. Congress weighing emergency aid packages for Israel and Ukraine, and lawmakers are also facing another government shutdown deadline, now just 1 week away. ABC News political contributor Rachel Bade has more.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, they agree that they need more time to negotiate long-term spending bills and some sort of long-term spending agreement. And so everybody agrees that they're going to have to pass what's called a continuing resolution. It's like a temporary patch to give them more time. The question, though, is what does that CR, or continuing resolution, actually look like?
The Biden-Harris campaign gearing up for the 2024 presidential race. Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to South Carolina today. She filed the campaign paperwork for the state's Democratic presidential primary. Government offices and banks and the post office closed today for Veterans Day. The holiday is tomorrow. Many ceremonies taking place today to honor all who have served and are serving in the armed forces. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. As you just heard on ABC News, schools, government agencies, the stock exchange, they're all observing Veterans Day today. And to express gratitude to former U.S. service members, civilians often say the words, "Thank you for your service." But do veterans like to hear that phrase? Joining me live is Major General Robert F. Whittle, Jr. He's with the United Services Automobile Association, who has done a survey about this. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thanks, Maria. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so tell us, what do we know about veterans' feelings about that phrase?
Well, what we have found when we conducted our survey at USAA is that our older veterans, 65 and older, they like hearing "thank you for your service," and they'll typically respond with, "well, thank you for the support." But our younger veterans feel a little uncomfortable, a little awkward with the attention and being thanked in that way. So we've kind of devised a few ideas on how to engage with them on Veterans Day so that they'll really enjoy it.
Yeah, share with us, what are some alternative ways to honor our veterans' service?
So with some active listening and some good questions, they're really, quite frankly, they're easy questions. Things like, tell me about your service. Were you in the Army, Navy, Marines? Where were you stationed? Did you go on any deployments? What did you learn while you were in the military? How has that influenced the rest of your life since then? And for active service members, more in-depth questions like, so what exactly does a day look like for you in the military? Those type of things with a genuine attention and active listening is really helpful for them.
So what do you wish that more civilians knew about Veterans Day?
I think that just frankly, Veterans Day is once a year and we put a lot of attention on veterans. But if we could do that every week, I think that would be the best gift we could give service members and veterans on Veterans Day. Just kind of keeping them in mind all the time. It is an all-volunteer force ever since the Vietnam War ended. So everyone who comes into the military is a volunteer and willing to go out in harm's way, and their families support them during that. So just maintaining that relationship and helping them build a network wherever they live or wherever you meet them is probably the best thing that we can do for Veterans Day.
All right. Happy Veterans Day. We appreciate your time and your service. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Maria.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Major General Robert F. Whittle, Jr. with USAA. KSL News Time, just past 12:19. Traffic and weather together is brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. What's happening on the roads, Ricky?
It's pretty quiet, actually. The only issue we have is a small problem, a stalled vehicle. It's northbound Bangor Highway. At the I-80 junction, if you're on your way to the airport, you'll see it in the Gore area between the ramp and the main flow. It's really not causing any kind of problems. In fact, we have a delay-free drive on all our valley freeways. No problems reported on our main secondaries as well. Many families face food insecurity. You can help by donating to Macy's Harvest of Hope Hope Drive, where proceeds benefit childhood hunger. Now through November 30th, visit any Macy's store or online at macys.com/online to donate. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. We've got low 50s today with cloudy skies. Tomorrow, 55 and sunshine. How about Sunday? 61 degrees and mostly sunny. Into Monday, 63, partly cloudy, an approaching storm off the California coast will pump up the winds out of the south for Utah on Tuesday. Partly cloudy, 65. 10 above the normal again for your Wednesday, 65, mostly cloudy. Keeping the clouds around, 58 as we work into Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, sunny and 47 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Every year I tell myself, Doug, you can't procrastinate. It's time to get into Burt Brothers. Make sure that the vehicle I drive, the vehicles that Dee drives, and our family vehicles are all ready for winter. And Burt Brothers, boy, as these temperatures start to drop, soon the snowflakes are going to fall, the roads are going to be slick. You need peace of mind on Utah's snowy roads. Winter tires from Burt Brothers, they make all the difference. You can drive with confidence. Specialized tires designed to grip the road in the harshest conditions. They give you better traction, handling, shorter braking distances, and the gift of safety for you and your loved ones. And right now, save up to $130 back on four Bridgestone Blizzak tires through December 16th. That's only at Burt Brothers with complete auto care. They can take care of it all. Make sure you're not off on the side of the road with a little help from your friends at Burt Brothers. And there's a location for Burt Brothers near you.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcasts, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you?
We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Todd Larson at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email tlarson at ksl.com. That's tlarson at ksl.com.
Hi, folks. It's Doug and Kathy with Window World.
I've been thinking, our window features are awesome, but professional installation really makes our windows far superior.
That's for sure. Our installers are trained and experienced to do the job right.
They're employees and a valuable asset for our team.
We trust them, and so can you.
Let's get you on our schedule. Call 801-281-8111 and our team will take care of you.
Or visit windowworldutah.com, and we promise no baloney.
Hello, this is former Utah Governor Gary Herbert. Salt Lake City is fortunate to have a mayor who cares more about results than partisan politics. And that's why I've endorsed Mayor Erin Mendenhall for re-election. We don't always agree on policy, but she's always willing to listen and to collaborate. Erin is crisis tested and has proven to be a strong leader for Salt Lake City. I hope you'll vote Erin Mendenhall for mayor and return your ballot today.
Learn more at erinmendenhall.com. Paid for by Erin Mendenhall for Salt Lake City.
Watching Utah's Money, a man who bought a Florida island with COVID-19 relief funds is in prison. Patrick Parker Walsh fleeced $8,000 and joins a crowd of fraudsters who use government money on things ranging from strip clubs to luxury jewelry. The giant dome that dominates Las Vegas skyline has lost $100 million. USA Today reports it comes after the CFO behind the entertainment venue jumped ship and reported $5 million in earnings in the last quarter. Urban commuters rejoice. The Honda Micro Scooter is here. It's a white box that looks more like a briefcase than a moped. The Moto Compacto runs on electricity and can actually be carried like a bag, and it's built to weave through busy areas. Prices start at $1,000. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is rolling out more than 60 giving machines around the world for the holidays, including right here in Utah. Amy A. Wright is the first counselor in the church's primary general presidency.
As we look beyond ourselves, as we look out into our community, out into the world, and see ways in which we can lift and love others, it's amazing how it comes back to us tenfold.
Over the past 6 years, people have given more than $22 million to the machines to get basic necessities to people in need around the world. Utahns will have machines available in Salt Lake City and Orem again this year. We'll update your drive coming up next and join KSL's Mitch Harper today for Macy's BYU tailgate party. This time it's in Spanish Fork. Stop by Macy's at 187 East 100 North in Spanish Fork for your chance to win tickets to watch BYU versus Iowa State Cyclones plus Macy's gift cards and more.
After a tough loss in West Virginia,
I got to start seeing better fundamentals and better technique on our football team, and that's in all three phases.
BYU needs a win for bowl eligibility.
BYU still has three more shots. These players have work to do, and you got to shake off these stats.
Saturday, our Cougars return to the familiar mountains of home. BYU, Iowa State. Extended pregame coverage from Provo starts at 6 with kickoff at 8:15 on your legacy home for Cougar sports, KSL News Radio.
You need a mortgage, so
press 1 if you're purchasing a home. Press 2 if this is a home refinance. Press 3 if you need cash back. Your call is important to us. Wait time is 20 minutes. Wait time is 20 minutes.
This is not a great way to begin a home mortgage loan. Pressing buttons, hoping that you'll end up with an actual experienced loan officer is not a smart way to start. Often it brings higher rates, higher costs, and long closing times. On the other hand, you can call Loans by Rick and speak directly to Rick, a mortgage lender that has closed thousands of loans since 2002. Rick will pick up your call every time, and you only talk to Rick, not option 1 or 2 or 3. Fast closing in 12 to 22 days from submission to clear to close with low rates and low closing costs. Call Loans by Rick at 801-809-SAVE. That's 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179 and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106 are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
KSL News Time 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meese.
It's a pretty easy drive right now on the Valley Freeways. We only began with one problem for the noon hour. It was a stalled vehicle at Bangor Highway and the I-80 Junction. It's already been cleared. Your freeways are looking good, as well as your main secondaries. You just want to be aware of construction that has closed travel. This is northbound 11th East at 2100 South. Got to avoid that spot. A good alternate might be 9th East for your travels. Join the Utah Symphony for the greatest classical hits from the 1700s to today. Tickets start at $21. Get yours today at utahsymphony.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The clouds are back today with a high of 52 degrees. Overnight lows right around that freezing mark. And for tomorrow, 55 with sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, very pleasant. It's a little chilly, but it's beautiful sunshine, 47 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Police and Sandy say a 16-year-old boy has died after officers opened fire yesterday. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the latest.
A 16-year-old boy is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Sandy yesterday. Police also say a motorcyclist injured during a police chase leading up to that shooting is still in the hospital. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
KSL has requested body cam and dash cam footage from police. The shooting is under investigation. Utah is one of the most stressed out states in the nation. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit explains.
This finding comes from Forbes Health, and in it, they found that more than 55% of people in Utah report feeling anxiety or feeling on edge for several days throughout the week, with Utahns feeling those symptoms at nearly twice the national average. It's the hardest among younger adults who are transitioning into full-on adulthood. The pandemic and information fatigue from the digital age has only made it worse.
Utah offers many services to help, and telemedicine is making care a lot more accessible. Still, there are challenges. Researchers at BYU are testing a series of medications that they hope could prevent the effects of PTSD, which could be a big help to members of the military and first responders. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington has more.
BYU neuroscience professor Jeff Edwards is at the center of this research. He says PTSD happens when your memory adapts to stressful events.
Your memory's too strong on this thing to the point where when you recall it, you actually think you're back in the environment when you're really not.
He wanted to see if you can block the effect of adrenaline and cortisol, the hormones that create PTSD symptoms in the brain.
We're inhibiting kind of this maladaptive form of memory change that occurs.
Edwards and his team say rats who got the drugs reacted much less strongly to stress triggers. He's hopeful this could help veterans and military members or first responders if the medications are eventually approved for people. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
2 months after a fall that kept him from attending General Conference, President Russell M. Nelson of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says he's returning to the office. He says he has virtually attended meetings of the church's first presidency since he fell and is slowly returning to in-person meetings on chosen days. Federal Judge Bruce Jenkins died this week at the age of 96. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama shares more on what set Jenkins apart during his long service in the courts and the legislature.
In the early 80s, Joseph Paul Franklin jumped over the defense table and attacked a black prosecutor in Judge Bruce Jenkins' courtroom. Franklin was on trial for murdering two young black men near Liberty Park. Judge Jenkins maintained control of his courtroom and went on to make sure Franklin got a fair trial in spite of his racist violence. Judge Jenkins served on the federal bench in Utah for 50 years. The Salt Lake Tribune reports he was also president of Utah State Senate, serving at a time when Democrats were in the majority. He's remembered as a well-prepared and even-handed judge who handled some of the most high-profile cases in the federal courts during his 50 years on the bench. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City area is ranked the 14th least affordable metro in the U.S. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
Looking at how much wages have increased over the past 20 years and then compare that to home prices increasing, it's not even close. Home prices have skyrocketed. A Deseret News report looked at numbers from the real estate site Homebay, which says last year in Utah, The median house price was just under $550,000. The median combined wage for a family trying to live in one of those houses, just under $92,000. It's simple to see those numbers make it hard to buy a house. The top four least affordable cities in the report were all in California, with San Jose right at the top. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Mortgage rates just saw their biggest one-week drop in a year, and that's giving potential homebuyers hope that the markets may finally be cooling down. ABC's Trevor Ault has more.
These are new numbers from Freddie Mac, and in just the past week, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dropped 0.25% from 7.76 down to 7.5. It's the largest single-week drop since last November. Still, the housing market is likely to remain stagnant unless these mortgage rates decrease significantly, and we are still a long way from the 3% interest rates of 2021.
Taxpayers might get a silver lining out of inflation. ABC's David Packer reports.
The IRS announcing its adjusted tax bracket threshold for 2024, rising 5.4%. That slightly outpaces the current inflation rate. It means the amount of money that you would have to make to move into a higher tax bracket has been raised, so folks who were just above the threshold may now find themselves below and paying less. And good news for those who take the standard deduction, that'll rise $750 to $14,600 for individuals in 2024 and will increase $1,500 to $29,200 for married couples. Dave Packer, ABC News.
First look traffic. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese.
We are seeing delays. This looks like it might be related to road work taking up a left lane of traffic northbound on Legacy Parkway, starting at right about Parish Lane going through Centerville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Join us on the community's number one resource for news and fair, enlightening talk.
Listening to Dave and Debbie talk about the Israeli conflict was not one-sided. I really appreciate it.
Listen between 9 and noon each weekday on KSL News Radio.
As the weather turns colder, this is when you need to get those new windows. So call Advanced Window Products. They'll replace your single-pane, rickety old windows with stylish, state-of-the-art double-pane windows with precision frames. You pick the style and color. They're custom-made right here in Salt Lake City. This company is so Utah. It's run by two guys who grew up here, Jake Weber and Utes defensive star Nate Orchard, the mayor of Sacktown with seven NFL seasons under his belt. Great guys, great company, building high-quality windows for 37 years. Unlike other companies, they build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. No middleman. There's Jake, Nate, and their team, and there's you. Saving on the highest quality windows right now before winter. Get $2,000 off 10 windows or more, and they offer 60-month 0% financing. So call Advanced Window Products now. You could have stylish new windows in 8 weeks. 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100 or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. Got the Western Nut Company catalog in the mail the other day. I love the holiday season because since 1966, Western Nut has certainly been a part of our holidays at the Wright family. Right now, they are doing something extra special. I don't think they've ever done this before. Friends and family discount for all of us for just a couple of days coming up on November 9th through the 11th. Mark your calendar. You're going to save like crazy, not only on the nuts and the goodies, the candies and the peanut brittle, but you're going to save on decor as well. As a matter of fact, in the store, they're going to have people there who can really help you out and give you some advice for decorating this holiday season. You're going to be amazed. That store is wonderful at 434 South on 3rd West. Don't miss it. The Friends and Family event, 20% off on everything in the store. Mark your calendar. It's on November 9th through the 11th, the Western Nut Company.
Utah Symphony's Film and Concert Series delivers full feature films on the big screen as the orchestra plays the soundtrack live. Tickets on sale now at utahsymphony.org.
KSL News Time, 1238. More than a quarter of enlisted active duty military say they've experienced some degree of food insecurity. That's according to an Operation Homefront report.
Terry Scow is the former executive director at the Utah Department of Veterans Affairs. He doesn't personally know of anyone that's in that situation, but understands how it could be possible.
Past couple of years since COVID, everything's went crazy. I mean, I'm here in D.C. I just stopped and got me a hamburger. It's $10 just for a hamburger. No fries, no drink, just a hamburger was $10, and I wasn't even at the airport.
He says military pay has been increasing, but probably not enough to make up for rising costs.
It's a big issue, and it's something I think needs to be looked at.
Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked Idaho's abortion trafficking law from being enforced. The federal magistrate says that the block will stay in place while a lawsuit challenging its constitutionality is underway. Abortion is already banned in Idaho at all stages of pregnancy. The new law was designed to help prevent minors from getting out-of-state abortions without their parents' permission. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is offering more details today about his decision not to seek re-election. He told young voters at the University of Georgia not to get caught up in the ugliness between Republicans and Democrats.
It was never so toxic. I just want all of you, don't get caught into this visceral, this hatred. You don't have to hate someone to be against them. You don't have to hate someone to disagree with them. You just have to basically figure out, maybe we just can't get together. Maybe we just have to find something we agree on.
Manchin says he got into politics because he wanted to make a difference, not to uphold an arbitrary letter next to his name. And President Biden will meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco for the first time in a year.
The White House says they'll be talking about Russia's war against Ukraine. They'll be talking about the Israel-Hamas war, but also, of course, the relationship between the two countries and trying to manage economic competition between the U.S. and China. A lot on the line. The White House is trying to downplay expectations, though, of any major breakthroughs.
That is ABC's Karen Travers at the White House. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meese.
Right now, I'm looking at a slow drive northbound on Legacy Parkway going through Centerville. It's likely due to road work. I don't have any other problems reported. And that is going to continue until you get through Centerville on the way to Farmington. As far as your Valley freeways, we have a little bit of busy traffic now northbound I-15, 3300. To 2100 South. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are looking good at this time with no other problems. Don't miss the Rocky Mountain Gun Show this weekend at Mountain America Expo Center. Get 500 rounds of 9mm ammo for just $95. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
An approaching cold front off the Pacific will totally fall apart as it hits Utah. We'll go mostly cloudy skies courtesy of that front with highs in the low 50s today. 32 overnight, mostly clear. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high of 55. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 48 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's New News, how one charity is helping veterans on this Veterans Day. On KSL, streaming online at KSLNewsRadio.com and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
This time of year can be a lot, and it's natural to feel some sadness or anxiety about it. But adding something new and positive to your life can counteract some of those feelings. Therapy can be a bright spot amid all of the stress and change. Something to look forward to make you feel grounded, and to give you the tools to manage everything going on. Learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Salt Lake today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Salt Lake, and get 10% off your first month.
If you think you can't afford a home of your own, think again. Even with interest rates as high as they are, don't settle for a townhome or condo when you can build an R5 Flex ADU single-family home with a mortgage payment that is less than a townhome. R5 Homes' new Flex ADU homes are built to be both your dream home and your investment. Live on the upper floors and rent your beautiful basement suite to offset your mortgage payment by close to $2,000. Then, when your family grows and the interest rates go back down again, close one door, open another, and use the whole house as one. The R5 Homes Flex ADU gives you the advantage. Visit r5homes.com to learn more about the benefits of a rentable basement suite and view our floor plans. Mention you heard this on KSL and receive a $1,000 credit or referral incentive. Restrictions apply.
What are you waiting for? You owe it to yourself to visit our model and see how you can qualify for a single-family home that will produce income for years to come. Visit our5homes.com.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same, but at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope, never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A 16-year-old boy is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Sandy yesterday. Police also say a motorcyclist injured during a police chase leading up to that shooting is still in the hospital. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, Congressman John Curtis could be jumping into the race for Senator Mitt Romney's seat. He previously decided against it, but says the drumbeat of Utah's support is making him reconsider. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
Road work is causing delays in Davis County. This is northbound on Legacy Parkway. Going through Centerville, it starts right about Parish Lane. You'll be seeing traffic go down to one lane of travel to the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A decaying cool front will bring clouds to the region. Highs in the low 50s today, but we're headed for the 60s next week. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 48 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
In India today, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin meeting with his counterparts in New Delhi. He says the conflicts in both Israel and Ukraine are part of a disturbing trend.
What's common here is that these attacks were unprovoked and they threaten the sovereignty of both countries. And that's something that all of us are concerned about.
As the Israel-Hamas war intensifies, the U.S. says it's part of high-level talks in Qatar to help secure the release of more hostages in Gaza. That as daily humanitarian pauses allow more civilians to get out. In San Francisco next week, President Biden and China's leader will meet face-to-face, holding talks while attending an economic summit. Ohio's governor has directed state troopers to add more patrols around Ohio State University following anti-Semitic incidents both on and off campus. Police in Columbus say several students reported being assaulted after leaving a bar last week, and the Hillel Wexner Jewish Student Center on the OSU campus was also vandalized. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Warrior Rising is a local charity that helps veterans become entrepreneurs. Tomorrow, they're hosting an event honoring these new business owners. Now, joining me live is Warrior Rising co-founder and executive director Jason Van Camp. Jason, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, it's a tremendous honor to be here today. I thank you for it. We're excited about what we have going on this weekend.
Yeah, describe for us what Warrior Rising does.
Well, Warrior Rising answers the question, now what, when all U.S. military personnel decide to leave from service. And so they become veterans, and they say, what am I going to do with myself? And for a lot of veterans, they need mental health support, and other veterans want to start, get a job. You know, but there are some veterans that say, you know, I want to start my own business. And Warrior Rising helps veterans find their purpose again through business ownership.
Give us some examples of these veterapreneurs and their businesses.
Oh, gosh. You know, we've helped over 18,000 veterans to date, and we've been in existence for 8 years. And the first year, we helped six veterans. And one veteran that sticks out to me is a gentleman named Justin Clapsaddle. Now, Justin is a North Carolina, good old country boy, and he said he told me, Jason, I want to start a business where I make knives. I said, that's fantastic, Justin. Well, there are a lot of knife makers out there. You need to have a story behind that. What are you going to do differently? And so we brainstormed together, and we came up with an idea where he would repurpose metal from vehicles that were destroyed in combat. Now we're talking Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, World War II. And he turns that metal into something that has value, has use, turns it into custom-made heirloom quality knives. And his business is called War Metal Knives. And he's actually here in Salt Lake City this weekend. He has a number of his knives. His most popular one is a World War II Sherman tank that fought in the Battle of the Bulge. And he's repurposed some of that metal into knives. We've got another gentleman here. His name's Luke Seminer. And he created a platform where he helps blind people find jobs. And he trains them up in certain systems. And his company is already valued at $20 million. And he was one of our champions a few years ago. And so the exciting thing is a lot of these vets come back, and they're our biggest donors. And so we're really proud about that.
So tell us about your event tomorrow.
Well, this is going to be an epic event. You know, we are going to be at the Hyatt Regency downtown. And in the morning, we're actually going to be at Goldman Sachs, where we have the pitch competition. And 12 veterans will be pitching for a number of different things. And mostly they're trying to get a grant from Warrior Rising. We give all the veterans grants. Champion will get at least $20,000. We're hoping to give that veteran $100,000 in seed capital on Saturday. And so they'll pitch on Saturday at Goldman Sachs, Saturday morning, and Saturday night we'll be at the Hyatt Regency. And we'll have David Goggins, a Navy SEAL, New York Times bestseller. He's going to be our keynote presenter. We have a number of amazing auction items, raffle items. We have a big dinner. We have a mentalist coming in to entertain the crowd. And it's just an unbelievable experience on Veterans Day to help veterans in Salt Lake City.
Jason, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with me.
It's my honor. If you want to find out more, warriorrising.org. Thanks so much for having me.
You read my mind. Thanks so much. And live on the KSL Newsline, that is Warrior Rising co-founder and executive director Jason Van Camp. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
It's crash-free on the Valley freeways, but we do have delays on Legacy. This is in Davis County going northbound, going through Centerville, and it does clear out by the time you hit the I-15 junction in Farmington. Traffic is reduced one right lane of travel. Enjoy Utah's beautiful snow and whole family fun with winter tubing at Soldier Hollow in Midway. Experience longer tubing lanes, shorter lines, and more fun. Book your session now at UtahOlympicLegacy.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
JSL 7-day forecast, 52 today with mostly cloudy skies as a weak cool front grazes the state. 55 and sunny skies for your Saturday. 61 as early as Sunday, mostly sunny skies. We keep it mild and partly cloudy at 63 on Monday. Tuesday, breezy out of the south, partly cloudy, 65. 10 above the normal on Wednesday at 65 again. Mostly cloudy skies, breezy out of the south. Next Thursday, we dial it back to 58, mostly cloudy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 48 degrees downtown. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey. Where do you want it to be?
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Holiday Stories from Shane Company customers.
It's our first Christmas together, and I wanted to get her something special. That's why I went to Shane Company. They had so many great gifts to choose from. It was a toss-up between hoop earrings and an emerald bracelet. So I got both, one for under the tree and one for her stocking.
Shop holiday gifts in every price range. Find jewelry crafted with care and made to last a lifetime. 'Tis the season to shine. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
Utah's business landscape is evolving, and the key to success is staying ahead of the curve. Get ready for an extraordinary event that promises to take your business to new heights. Join everyone at Utah Business Forward, November 16th, for the premier conference exclusively designed for executives hungry for practical insights and actionable strategies to propel their business forward. Featuring more than 30 of Utah's foremost business influencers, this event covers a diverse range of topics. Notable guest speakers include Gail Miller and Brandon Fugel. Attendees can expect to gain a wealth of valuable insights and knowledge. The conference is designed with you in mind, addressing the very challenges that executives like you face daily. With five distinct tracks covering entrepreneurship, international business, marketing, people and culture, and strategy, you'll gain invaluable knowledge across a range of crucial areas. Reserve your seat today at forward.utahbusiness.com.
Transform your outdated kitchen with half-price granite. Granite quartz, marble, and quartzite starting at $25 per square foot installed. Visit halfpricegranite.com. Affordable luxury.
KSL News Time, 12:55. Gas prices are falling nationwide just in time for your Thanksgiving and Christmas travel plans.
Big question this morning, why are we seeing this slowdown on gas prices? Well, they tend to drop like this every year, especially as we hit the fall months. There's a switch to cheaper winter blend. We're also seeing more supply, a milder winter forecast, a drop in crude oil prices, and the Fed, of course, holding off on raising those key interest rates.
That is ABC's Morgan Norwood. The price of a gallon of regular unleaded is $3.39 nationwide on average, according to AAA. That's down almost a nickel in the last week. Here in Utah, we're averaging $3.57, a drop of about 10 cents from a week ago. Watching Utah's money, San Francisco is looking for a reputation facelift during a trade summit this weekend. The Asia-Pacific Economic Corporation Leaders Summit hits the city on Saturday. Workers are busy scrubbing streets and sidewalks to repair, and the mayor says San Francisco is safe and open for business. Yelp and Google reviews are about to see a potential challenger in John Legend. Wall Street Journal reports that Legend has raised $5 million this month for a new app called It's Good, as opposed to the current competition. This app will operate only on customer recommendations.
If